Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, J.W. Buck. In this podcast, The Cultural Christ, we will explore the intersection between the Christian faith and cultural identity. We hold interviews with followers of Jesus to discuss the way our faith impacts our culture and how our culture impacts faith. Now for part two of this interview. What are some of the parts of your cultural identity that you really cherish as you have become your full self and into who you are as you've grown? Some of the things that God's made you, and you hit on personality. That's another component of just who you are. But what are some of those things that you've learned to celebrate and you try and pass on around you, the cultural identity that God gave you?
I think so. When I moved into adulthood and moved away from Huntsville and had to find new churches and, you know, figure out my spiritual identity away from my parents and all of that, I started to go to, you know, white churches, you know, and were churches where there were more white people. And I think I had some of that experience for a short period. There was like a 2-year period when I was growing up where we as a family had moved to Berrien Springs, Michigan, where Andrews University is located. That's the seminary for pastors. I mean, it's got a whole bunch of other programs. It's a full university, but that's where Black Seventh-day Adventists often sent their pastors for seminary. Mm. And even as I was thinking about becoming a doctor, Andrews University, Loma Linda University, some of those places were considerations for me because they're all Seventh-day Adventist institutions. Yeah, I had some culture shocks of my own, you know, as a kid, and then moving outside of that as an adult and worshiping with white people and people from around the world, global experience. Again, I want to just reiterate, I had a global experience even growing up because of the diverse Black community I grew up in. So people were speaking different languages, people from different tribes in Africa, different countries, different all kinds of things. So, you know, I think what I came to realize was the wealth that I had grown up with. So one of the things I think I have grown to appreciate from my culture, and this is a broad sweeping appreciation because I know we have challenges in this area too, but women are regarded in a different way in the Black church. And I would not have known that I had confidence in my voice until I had tried, you know, I was being silenced in white spaces. I did not automatically know, I didn't immediately know that I was being silenced. And I thought that if I were to really follow God, I needed to submit to how I was being received or not received and sidelined. And so contrasting those things allowed me to be appreciative of what I experienced in my own culture. While there is, like I said, some issues there, I always felt like my ideas were welcome. I always felt like my intellect was appreciated. I always felt like even my femininity and womanhood was welcome, much different than when I grew up and started to go to church in a broader, diverse space, in predominantly white spaces. So, I think that's both as a Black person culturally and as a Black woman, not even a Black, just a woman, I felt, oh my gosh, I have to reduce. In order, if I want to feel fit here, I need to reduce. And I think I did not have to do that in the Black church.
Javon, how have you contended with that as you enter the broader Pentecostal evangelical spaces or the white spaces? One thing I've seen you do is create your own space is to say, okay, I'm going to do it. Oh, and yeah. I'm going to start something. And so talk a little bit about that impulse talk a little bit about getting to that point of like, okay, I'm hitting this resistance. And I know that's one of many factors going on in life, but I'm going to start my own thing and then create that space for others.
This is going to be a little, this might be a little bit of a personality thing. I'm just not going to let someone tell me what I can and can't do. God has ultimate authority over my life. And if he's going to tell me, don't do this or that, you know, I'm going to obey and follow him. However, he created me with a load of gifts and talents and skills and experiences and all of that. And my thought from young age, listening to or reading, I love God's word, reading the parables of Jesus and knowing he's talking to me. He's not talking to the man in my life. He's talking to me. And individually, he is looking at me and my relationship with him. And how am I going to respond to all the wealth that he's put in me? There's no way I'm not going to try. And I have to say that because I'm one of those deep thinkers and interrogators, and I want to know all that I have. Like, so if I get any kind of device or anything, I'm going to try to read the manual because I want to know all the stuff that it has in it. Right. So I can figure out, okay, what can this thing do? And so similarly with myself, you know, I've taken time with God and with other mentors and people in my life, you know, to figure out all those things and how can I use them to his glory? I'm not here to glorify anyone else's agenda or anyone else's thoughts about what I should or shouldn't do or whether I'm a woman or not. I'm not interested in that. I am absolutely interested in hearing God say, well done with what he's given me. So that's where the drive comes from. And I absolutely wake up every day excited about seeing what I'm going to get into new. And I do feel that I don't have to Beauregard my way through to do anything. I feel like as I follow God, he's going to open doors. He's going to extend the grace and favor that I need to open doors for other people, to advocate for people to listen to what I have to say. And whatever that looks like, as far as how it has to come about, the experiences I have to go through, the lessons I have to learn, the education I have to attain, it's absolutely worth it. And I'll absolutely do it.
I'd love to transition to Embolden Media Group, kind of the advent of that. What's the idea behind it? And anybody listening, most of these questions are off script. So Javon, you're amazing. Thanks for answering them. But transitioning to Embolden, I would love to talk about it in light of people who are trying to create their own space or thinking about creating their own space. And should I do it? And how do I create a space that then is an open space for others? Because you've done that so incredibly. So talk a little bit about the start of Embolden Media Group and the idea and mindset behind it with your skill set of writing and editing and publishing. And we haven't even hit on that that's what you're doing. So talk a little bit about that.
I'm going to start in a place and work my way into that. I think I will, by God's grace. Let's just believe the Holy Spirit will communicate on my behalf if I get lost here. But you know, what I don't like about this idea of blazing a trail is, why do I have to blaze a trail? So I had to wrestle with that question, first of all. Like, why isn't there room for me? Why can't this happen the way I think it should? You know, why aren't you taking my suggestions? You know, or why are you not really promoting me? You know, why are you using me? I know you're using me. I know, you know, you're not giving me a title, but you're pulling me in everywhere. You know, so there was some frustration. You know, there's some frustration behind doing things like Embolden Media Group. If I were to, you know, be honest, I actually not quite sure I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Someone could argue with me and say, well, your personality pretty much, I mean, you're going to break some rules. How are you going to really, you know, maybe, you know, so maybe I'm underestimating my true, you know, my destiny or the path or whatever. God had this in mind all along. But, you know, it came through some frustration first. I kept bumping up against a ceiling or bumping up against a wall. And maybe this is, you know, partially honor of my ancestors to break through a wall, climb a wall, pull down anything that's in front of you and make a way. And God will be with you and help you do that. I think that's kind of what I'm dealing with. People have such great ideas. People are so amazing. And for some system to say that you can't, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. God makes ways out of no way. And if I can be a part of that, I will. And that's basically what Embolden Media Group is doing. You know, I truly believe in the impossible. I absolutely believe in the impossible. With God, all things are possible.
That's beautiful. So talk a little bit about Embolden Media Group and specifically the authors you're finding, the authors that find you, and what the mission is in creating that space and helping people attain and enter a system that in a lot of ways is set up for only certain people, or help us understand that.
Well, I'm ambitious within the parameters of hopefully tuning into God's plan. So I'm not a chaser. So I'm not going to necessarily find authors, which is kind of weird. I know for literary agents, I know that there's probably a lot of reason to pursue the biggest and loudest, brightest voices out there, but that's not how God put me together. So sometimes, and a lot of times, authors are finding us. I have always felt like I wanted Embolden Media Group to attract rather than chase. As we stand and hold up, you know, any light that God is allowing us to have in this space, I want to attract the ones who are like-minded in very nuanced ways. I don't have, you know, a statement of faith for Embolden Media Group, but I will not. I will not do that because I believe that man-made type things like that limit all that God could want to do. And for me personally, you know, I don't know how Embolden Media Group will be after I pass on or whatever, but I'm wide open to how God may express his glory, his image, you know, through people. We're here to, yeah, give voice to those who have amazing ways of doing just what I said, just displaying the image of God in a multitude of ways. Ways to approach him, ways to have relationship with him, ways to see him, ways to see themselves through him. All of those things are, you know, limitless. And so I want Embolden Media Group to reflect that as much as possible. And to do that in such excellent ways that, again, we're not chasing but attracting, even relationships with publishers. How we close deals, how we, you know, pitch proposals, how we shepherd our authors through the process of publishing. I want that to just be godly. And I know what that means. God is love and all those things. I want that to be what we represent and do.
That's powerful. Well, Javon, thanks so much for being on The Cultural Christ and for sharing your story, your upbringing. I learned so much and it's a honor to have you on.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was really, really insightful for me. I've said some things on this, podcast that I've never said before and probably haven't even thought about. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more content, you can go to jwbuck.org or follow me on Instagram, handles jwbuck. If you have any questions about culture, cultural identity, or faith, feel free to send me a message. Hope you'll join us next week.